Baton Rouge.
Do you really pronounce it like that?
No, Baton Rouge. That's how they pronounce it down there. Baton Rouge.
Yes. Okay, and above Louisiana is the state of Arkansas, and above Arkansas is what?
What, Missouri? I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the big city in Illinois is called?
Chicago.
Uh-huh. How about in Ohio? What are some big cities in Ohio?
Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. The sun comes up in the?
In the east.
Mm-hmm. And you get up in the? You wake up in the?
Morning.
Uh-huh. And if something's coming in this direction, it's coming?
Toward you.
Uh-huh. When you say you're going to Albuquerque, how do you usually describe your direction of travel?
I'm going north.
But do you say that I'm going north to Albuquerque?
Well, I'm going, I would say, well, I'm going to Albuquerque. Sometimes I might say I'm going up to Albuquerque mm-hmm. because it's upriver.
Mm-hmm. How about if you're going to Cloudcroft? Because that's not so north, that's not so much north
I'm
as
going
it is east.
Up to Cloudcroft.
Do you think that's because of the elevation?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
But I really say I'm going to Cloudcroft.
Would you go down to Tucson?
No. I'd just be going to Tucson.
Okay.
Although it's lower than Waco, I guess. I don't know.
But it probably doesn't seem low enough to merit.
I go down the valley and I go up the valley.
Based on north-south?
But on the flow of the river.
Oh, okay, right, right. When you travel, you go so many
miles.
Mm-hmm. And this motion is what?
Pushing.
Uh-huh. And the opposite of that is?
Is pulling.
Uh-huh. What are the past tenses of those two?
Pushed and pulled, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you decided to take a little walk and go down to the 7-Eleven, and I don't know if there's a 7-Eleven close by, but let's say there was, and you just went over there, and somebody said, well, why did you walk there? And you said, oh, I only had to go how far?
2 blocks.
But would you really be that specific about how far you had to go?
Or a short distance.
A short distance? Oh, I only had to go a short distance.
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah.
How about if you were visiting a friend across town, and somebody said, oh, well, that's good. You didn't have to go very far, and you would say, oh, yeah, I did. I had to go.
No, I had to go, I had to go to the east side, actually. That's some distance from here.
That's right. And in El Paso,
we're on the west
side
here, and
yeah.
That's on the east side. That's mm-hmm. some distance away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. If there is something like diamonds that there's not very much of, you say, what kind of a commodity is it?
It's a very scarce or rare commodity.
Mm-hmm. And people get off the train at the...
At the depot or the station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what does the train run on?
Tracks or okay. rail.
Okay. If something's leaning up against something else at an angle, how do you describe the relationship between the two objects?
Well, the ladder is tilted against the building.
Okay. If a...
Or leaning against the building, but tilted.
Okay. If a dog... was running at you at an angle, you might say, the dog came at me how? How would you describe that?